first off, Hull's first win this weekend. I imagine you're quite a happy man at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's always good to get the first one under your belt. You know, it took a little longer than we expected, but at the same time, it was, you know, it was a relief, and it was a really good win for the boys. You know, they all deserved it. It was a great team win. And yeah, like I said, it's just, you know, it's really exciting to finally get that first win now, get a little bit of confidence and, you know, the belief in the locker room as well.
So we, you know, there was the win last night, but we compare that to Saturday. We've discussed previously, you know, there's been weeks of progress. The games are getting closer in terms of the scoreline. And then that seemed to disappear against Bracknell. Are you happy with the way your guys responded last night as opposed to Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't think it was as bad as, you know, the scoreline was again. You know, there were a few mental errors and a few mental lapses, but, you know, we still played some pretty good hockey at those points, you know, and their goalie made some pretty amazing saves as well. I mean, that game could have been, you know, we score a couple, you know, we eliminate a couple of those mistakes, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have a 4-4 game. But the way the guys responded yesterday was absolutely awesome. I mean, we went out and every guy worked hard and every guy deserved it last night. And we played as a team, and that's just, you know, that's the way it went. So we're real happy with it. And I'm really happy with the way the guys responded. There's never any quit in that locker room either, you know, especially with the young guys. And they're always trying to learn. They're always trying to adapt and do things the right way. You know, it's tough, but at the same time, you know, they're coming along very well. And I don't think this is, you know, this isn't the last win. I mean, there's going to be quite a few more down the road here.
That win against Manchester came in overtime.
Yeah.
And another thing we've discussed in previous weeks is fitness. There's been that third period where maybe the score lines have started to separate a bit in previous games, and that's maybe where you've lost games there. Can we now see that Hull can play a full 60 minutes now and obviously more when required?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on that as well during the week, and we've added an extra spin session and extra conditioning session there. And you know, we've also been able to start showing some video. We got that all set up, and you know, the guys are learning too, you know, but absolutely when it comes to the fitness level, it's definitely gotten better. The guys seem to respond better. I think, you know, even on Saturday night against Bracknell, I think most of our breakdowns were in the second period. It wasn't necessarily down to fitness. It was just more or less down to mistakes. And, you know, the teams are going to make mistakes and players are going to make mistakes. I'm not perfect. They're not perfect. And, you know, the thing is, we're just going to keep, you know, driving and keep learning and using those mistakes to our advantage. And that's what we did. We eliminated a lot of them yesterday, and I think that's what helped us last night. You know, we kept a lot to the outside last night. And then when they got in, Johnny made some great saves, you know, when they got inside. But at the same time, like I said, you know, being able to keep the majority of the shots from the outside, it's definitely helping, you know, and you can tell. So their goalie played well too last night. You have to hand it to him. He made some pretty amazing saves. And there was one point where I kind of looked at one of our guys and I said, how are these goalies doing this? You know, the game easily could have been, you know, a high scoring game for both teams. But at the same time, you know, we were able to finish off the game well. You know, it didn't come down to fitness. It was a road trip. It was, you know, a third period road game, which is the first time that we've really responded like that. And I think that's this early in the season, I don't think that I really expected that to happen as quickly, but the guys have responded extremely well to everything, to the video, to the fitness levels, to, you know, to everything. And it's just, it's really good to see, you know, it's really good to see the work in progress, because, you know, a lot of the general public doesn't get to see is what we see inside the room. And what I've been seeing through these guys, it's a relentless improvement, and it's really, you know, it's really nice to see. And I think that it's going to be exciting, you know, going down the road here.
Moving on from here, you know, it's your first win, and as you mentioned, it certainly won't be your last. But how do Hull push on from this point? You're off the mark in terms of a win, obviously picked up points previously, but this is your first win. And how do you push on and carry on improving?
Well, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. We just got to keep improving on the little things. you know, just making sure we are cutting down those mistakes to let the guys under the inside playing a strong defensive game, which we have been. And, you know, and the scoring is only going to come. You know, we've had a bit of puck luck issues. I'm going to be honest with you. I really do think that at times when we've pushed, you know, we've hit the post, we've just missed the net. You know, their goalie's making a couple of saves here and there. And it's, you know, it's just a little bit of confidence. That's all. That's all we need. We need to pop a couple goals, a few guys to get some confidence. And that's when the offense comes. And like I said, the main thing that we want to worry about right now and just focus on is, you know, our defensive game out. You know, we want to play from our defensive zone all the way out, and that's what we're concentrating on. So, but I think that's where we're going to improve. You know, the stronger we get defensively, we then all of a sudden we start popping a couple goals here and there, you know, and the guys start, you know, being more confident around their net, then that's when the wins are going to start coming. And we saw it last night, you know, again, we were just missing, you know, and that's, you know, that's just the game of hockey sometimes. And there's going to be times where, you know, a guy hits the post four times in one game, and then the next night he goes out and scores three or four goals. You know, it's just the way that the game goes. So I feel that, you know, to improve and everything, we just need to keep focusing on the little things and change a few things up and just make it a simpler game for us. And that's what we did last night. You know, I talked to Tate and Hutch, and we sat down and we looked at, you know, maybe something that was a little bit too difficult, and we just tried to simplify it. You know, they came up with some pretty good ideas, and we used it last night, and that's, you know, that's where we were. So, but like I said, it's just a matter of just keep improving on the little things, just driving it into the guys, and those little things will turn into the big things.
Yeah. So, you know, we look, looking more short term, you've only got one game this weekend. That's home Sunday night to Guildford. Will that give you a bit more of an advantage playing in one game as opposed to the standard
sure.
two?
Well, sure. I mean, we don't have to make the travel, right? And they're probably, I believe they're playing Saturday. And it should give us a little bit of an advantage. It should be able to get us, you know, it should be able to, you know, we should be able to jump on them pretty early. And that's what we're going to try and do. We're going to come out. We only have the one game. So there's, you know, there's that mentality of, okay, it's a one game weekend. You either win it or you lose it. You know, and that's, we don't want to come off on a loss. We want to come off in the weekend on a win like we always do. So I think that we're just going to do what we do during the week, and we're going to continue with the game plan and continue with the practice sessions and training sessions and all that, and maybe throw in a light workout there on Saturday, and then, you know, we'll just get down to business on Sunday.